bet a lot of people like me, Stephen, didn't realize that the Division of Forestry spent time, energy, and resources on urban trees.
Yes.
In the state.
Yes, we do. We have a small program. It's, there's two people. And our main goal is to, our mission is to help communities build programs that plant and care for trees. And that's, we've been doing this project, very similar to this project, in several different communities. This year we're doing Sitka, last year we did Soldotna. We've done Ketchikan a few years ago, Wasilla. We're using a contractor out of Spokane, Washington. His name is Jim Flott of Community Forestry Consultants. We've done the work to contract with him to write the management plan. And his company also provides the software, the tree management software.
So we're getting data.
So, yeah, we're collecting data on all the trees in town, all the publicly maintained trees. We're looking at parks, you know, public facilities. And we're collecting the species, the size. So we're looking at the diameter, the height, the spread. We're also looking at the condition. Is it a really good condition tree? Is it a poor tree? Is it, you know, dying? What kind of condition they're in? And then also looking at some of the problems that we see associated with trees. And if there are problems, we're also making prescriptions on how to mitigate those things. So if there's dead branches, we prescribe some pruning to prune out the dead branches and improve the health of the tree. We're also looking at potential risk. So if there is some sort of problem with the tree, and if there is any, you know, potential targets as a house or a park bench or, you know, a parking facility, things like that, we're also looking at those and trying to reduce the ultimate liability that the city has associated with trees.
And it all goes into a database?
It all goes into a database that is housed at Public Works, or actually at City Hall, and all the different departments will have access to see the information with the trees, but it's the Parks and Rec folks that are going to be ultimately maintaining and managing this tree inventory database. It's actually set up in a geographic information system, so it's all spatially referenced information.
That's the high tech. Let's see the low tech.
The low tech. So basically what we're looking at here with this little leaf linden, you know, we've got a decent sized space for this tree to be planted in. Things that jump out at me is as far as what we're looking at is we're comparing this to the ideal little leaf linden. So if you can put in your minds what the ideal little leaf linden looks like to me, we're comparing it to that. Typically little leaf lindens have central, like a single trunk all the way to the top of the tree, which we're not seeing here. We're seeing a couple of different stems on this. I'm seeing an old pruning wound. I'm looking up at the canopy of the tree, seeing some broken branches, which, you know, typically happens in areas with a lot of snow and maybe wind and things like that. Lindens are typically a fairly strong wooded tree, so, you know, there might have been some environmental conditions that led to that. I'm also looking at the roots. When we assess a tree, I like to start at the roots and then start working your way up the trunk, up into the canopy, looking at the branches, and ultimately the growing tips of the tree to assess the whole condition. I'm seeing what's called a codominant stem. So you have two leaders or two main trunks that are competing for dominance and ultimately contributing to the main canopy of this tree. If we come around this side, we can take a look at a couple of things that are jumping out at me here too, is with these codominant stems. You can kind of see what's going on in here. There's what's called included bark, and that is actually it's a weak branch attachment. So those two stems are not actually connected right in this area like the rest of the branches are in this tree. And that could be a potential weak spot. And you can kind of see that there's this bulge here and then even further down, which actually warrants further investigation. So we don't know if there is a crack, how far that bark inclusion goes. To me, it looks like this tree is in pretty good condition because we've got actually some good, it's called reaction wood. It's when a tree has an injury, it's going to try and seal off that wound. And what that's doing is it's putting a lot of wood around that weak point. It signals to me that says that this tree is pretty healthy, pretty happy, given the conditions that it has. It's fighting.
So we're not asking too much of this species right here.
No, no. Actually, lindens are good. They're good, healthy, you know, vigorous trees. It's actually a pretty decent site for a linden. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, with windstorms like that, you know, certain environmental conditions might contribute to, like, those branch failures or even tipping over. One of the things that I'm seeing here, too, is we've got a sidewalk over here, and it's, you know, within, say, 10 feet of the base of the tree. And if it did go over that way, that means that there's the root system may not have extended all the way out, you know, underneath that. It basically constrains the root system a little bit. So the support on that side might not have been there. But that's not a tree problem. That's a site problem.
Right. So we're characterizing this tree as stressed or something like that?
I would not necessarily characterize it as stressed. I'd say it's in fair to good condition. Again, and another thing I should point out, too, is that wasn't a tree failure. That when this tree tipped over, it wasn't a tree failure. It was actual soil failure because the roots weren't, you know, because of the confined root system of that, it couldn't support itself. So it wasn't actual tree failure. And again, I wouldn't call it stress tree. I'd say it, you know, it might be somewhat challenged given the, you know, the growing space. But, I mean, trees are remarkably easily adaptable to sites. Some are more than others, but they do a really good job of doing with what they can.
Okay. So have you collected the data on this one yet?
This data has been collected, yes. And pretty much everything that I've told you is what we've collected as far as this information goes for this tree.
Can you get the value of this tree worth?
Not until I get back into the office.
And
value that's the other
it.
Thing, too, is I should thank you, Monique, for mentioning that. part of the thing that we're doing with this inventory is we're actually assigning dollar values to each of the trees. And it's completely different than timber value or firewood value or anything else. It's our industry, the arboriculture industry, and the landscape industry too, has a method of putting value on trees, and it's widely accepted throughout the industry. It's withstood many court cases. It's definitely accepted industry-wide. And what we do is we look at the species. So, you know, a linden has a higher species value than, say, a black cottonwood does. And that's because it's a longer-lived tree. It has better characteristics than a cottonwood would.
You're saying it's like an actuarial value, like a value on a home or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Trees are infrastructure, just like you know, police cars, fire stations, fire trucks. Community trees should be valued as infrastructure. So that's one of the reasons why we assign a value to them, because these guys are managing an incredible asset to this community. And trees actually are the only asset that improves in value as they get older. A properly maintained, well-maintained tree is going to be worth more than a poorly maintained tree. Whereas you look at any other park infrastructure or any other city infrastructure, it depreciates in value over time because it needs the maintenance. And that's the other thing, too, is these trees need maintenance regular maintenance to increase in value. If, you know, we don't maintain these trees, they can actually start becoming more liabilities.